The University of Alaska Fairbanks has several prospective customers for the HARP facility. UAF took ownership of the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program from the Air Force last summer. KUAC's Dan Bross reports there's optimism that the station, once destined for scrap, has a future.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute is charged with revitalizing HARP as a tool for conducting experiments in the Earth's ionosphere, the electrically active region of the upper atmosphere. Though the Air Force has completed its HARP mission, Geophysical Institute Director Robert McCoy stresses that the 25-year-old facility on the Tok Cutoff remains the best of four ionospheric research stations in the world.
It was started in 89, but the final push was only a few years ago. So it's actually fairly new. And by a factor of 10, it's more powerful than the other ones around the world. And it's far more flexible than the rest of them. So we just got to get the word out.
HARP's high-power radio transmitter and antennas are used to stimulate the ionosphere for communications research and other work. McCoy says that could include testing over-the-horizon radar.
What HARP is a big ham radio. And over-the-horizon radars, that's what they are. They're basically big HF, high-frequency transmitters. So HARP is flexible enough that the beam could be steered and it can be used in that mode. So we don't necessarily want to use it as over-the-horizon radar, but we're talking to NORAD and NORTHCOM about an over-the-horizon radar test bed. And the problem is up here in the Arctic, the aurora causes such problems. But HARP has enough power now to overcome the aurora.
McCoy says that's just one of the research possibilities a range of federal agencies have expressed interest in conducting at HARP.
The Department of Energy, the Naval Research Lab, DARPA, the National Science Foundation has also come to us and want to work with us.
McCoy says the university is still awaiting permits and acquisition of the land the HARP facility sits on in anticipation of demonstrating its potential for customers next February. He says UAF has focused on making the $300 million former Navy and Air Force research facility more efficient by combining operations with the university-run Poker Flat rocket range outside Fairbanks.
We have a team at Poker, so now we have a smaller team at HARP, and we've combined them. That's one team, Poker HARP. As far as the science team, there used to be five people back in D.C. who would come out to run experiments. Our faculty on the seventh floor of the LV building, space physics, they can now run those experiments. So they're doing research, and they only have to be called on for a short time. So we've got those costs way down.
McCoy says with other measures like better insulating HARP's buildings, UAF hopes to cut yearly operating costs from $7 million down to $2 million. The University of Alaska has given the Geophysical Institute 3 years to repay a $2 million startup loan. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.